This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. At the end of September, Amazon had 541,900 employees, up 77% from a year earlier. Italy's public debt is so high that the country spends 4% of its gross domestic product paying interest. Women buy 50% of American movie tickets, but only 7% of the 250 top-grossing films in 2016 were directed by women. Only 10% of the public schools in Puerto Rico have reopened. 35% of the proposed Trump tax cut, over $700 billion, would go to foreigners because 35% of U.S. equities are now owned by them. The tax cut, at its heart, is a rollback of corporate taxes. Twitter announced that it would ban RT and Sputnik, the two Kremlin-backed international news outlets, from advertising on its platform because of problems with the 2016 election propaganda. Two-thirds of Americans have a non-prime credit score, less than 700 or no score at all, according to the Corporation for Enterprise Development and FICO, making some 160 million Americans finding difficulty accessing credit markets. Savings have dropped from 17% in the 1970s to 5% of income today. Number of billionaires in 2016 increased dramatically, with Asia now leading the U.S. 637 to 563 and Europe with 342. Voters in Maine are going to the ballot to decide whether to expand Medicaid and join the states participating fully under the Affordable Care Act. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch confirms that President Trump will reduce the Bears Ears Monument from 135 million acres, and Grand Staircase Escalante, the largest monument in the U.S., spans 1.9 million acres. The scope of the proposed reductions and new boundaries of the monuments were not immediately clear. DNA Info and Gothamist writers voted 25-2 to join the Writers Guild Union after Joe Ricketts, the owner, refused to recognize them. Ricketts was the founder of Ameritrade, and his family owns the Chicago Cubs. Britain believes strongly that North Korea was behind the WannaCry cyber attack in May that wreaked havoc on the National Health Service's computer systems and spread to more than 150 countries. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.